All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. My guest is none other than Mr. Alan Borsak. He is a senior fellow at Marquette Law School, and we're talking about education. You know, Alan, I have to ask you about, you know, this hasn't, you know, this is nothing new. Why am I forgetting a name out of River Hills, state senator, Alberta Darling. Alberta Darling and her plans to dismantle Milwaukee public schools. It's nothing new. We know it's been around, and she now may be a time where the district may be more vulnerable than ever to such a thing. But I don't believe that Alberta Darling or anyone else at the state level or the city level wants to take over Milwaukee Public Schools. There's no way possible there's anybody who is going to step in and take on what the district is dealing with itself. It is not an easy undertaking. And clearly, at the state level, they don't have answers for this unless they're willing to address what has created an environment for students and families that is not conducive to educating children. So it's easy to say, rah, 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 we're going to change all of this if we just dismantle the district. But they don't have any clues or any ideas about what to do. You say what?
Well, I'd agree with that. you know, breaking up the district in itself is just, it's the road to an enormous mess. I think regardless of anyone's politics, you say, well, we got to do something. We got to change the way things are going. You say, yeah, that's true. But do you really want to create this, you know, if you love the school board we got now, how would you like six or eight of them? You know, that's just not going to turn out to be a great thing. And the scrambled egg of MPS, just all the job assignments, the student assignments, enrollment, the central operations, which can be enormously frustrating to most anybody who looks at them, but also work for, you know, practical things like payroll and snow plowing and administration of pensions and all these things that would have to be done four, six, or eight times. So every effort to do this over the years, and they go back many years. I mentioned in a column in the Journal Sentinel recently, recalling when the superintendent in the late 1980s, Bob Peterkin, tried to break the district up into six administrative regions, and it was just a mess. And that was one of the better thought out ideas, you know, so I just don't believe this is going to happen. The notion that something has to be done about the status quo is something that I suspect 100% of people would get on board with, because the state of children in the city, the state of academic success of children in the city is really very worrisome. But the notion that something needs to be done is different than the notion that anything needs to be done. You know, that doesn't make any difference what it is.
Well, and especially if you don't have an idea yourself outside of break it up into different silos. I mean, it comes to a point where we do know some of the issues that create the environment that take away the opportunity for kids to, you know, have stability in their lives. Certainly if, right. I don't have to tell you, you are aware of the percentage of students and children in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools, where every negative economic indicator that there is, Milwaukee is either first, second, or third in the entire nation. And so when you send kids to school, and I know I've seen it, who come to school and the first thing you have to do is feed them. And then in many instances, there are schools that have socks and belts and pants and coats, and kids come to school without any of those things in the winter. you know, and now you say, well, Johnny hasn't, the school didn't educate Johnny. Well, Johnny that is had to move from the place that he was living because he got evicted. His family got evicted. And so there are many children in Milwaukee Public Schools who live out of a plastic garbage bags. You're aware of this. And yet somehow people ignore that reality. And if you really want to do something at the state level to do things to improve the educational system in Milwaukee Public Schools, start giving Milwaukee County its fair share of the resources back. Stop preventing Milwaukee County from raising a sales tax that will help it benefit itself. It's easy to, you know, do the Monday morning quarterbacking that happens at the state level than it is to really address the real issues that are impeding the education of many children.
I hear what you're saying, and I try to stay out of, I have to stay out because of my position, the real specific advocacy for things. But you say, you know, there's so many problems out there, and there's so many issues that need to be tackled, and you just cannot be blind to them. You know, and it isn't only the city of Milwaukee. I just saw an announcement several days ago that Wauwatosa was starting a, I think they called it a community closet or some name like that, to provide kids with basics of just what you were saying, food, personal toiletries, toothbrushes, and you know, coats, and you name it. So it isn't just Milwaukee. There's increasing problems in every community in the metropolitan area, even ones you wouldn't expect. You know, your new digs are out in Waukesha, and they got problems in Waukesha.
You know, Alan, the only reason I say Milwaukee is because that's where 65,000 or more of the students are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I sometimes refer to Milwaukee as the state capital of education issues. You know, it is worse here. So I don't want to minimize that, but this isn't just Milwaukee. And furthermore, what happens in Milwaukee ultimately happens statewide. I mean, it has an impact statewide. If we can't solve Milwaukee issues, it's going to impact the entire state. It already is. The economic future of kids, the economic future of communities. You know, Milwaukee is not an isolated place. It's part of a big picture.
You know, Alan, when we come back, I want you, because as you stated, this is a national reality. It's not like it's better in many other places similar to Milwaukee all over the nation. The nation has to work on improving this. We got to go to the break. Alan Borsak is on the line. 844-967-2789. If you have a question or comment, you too can join in the conversation. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show.